This is the European and Overseas Service of the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. We now present Double Exposure. This is a program about extraordinary Swiss whose varied interests have led them to excel in more than one field of endeavor. To introduce today's guest, here's Mike McMahon.
Thank you, and welcome to our new series. Our first guest is Dr. Marius Meng, one of Zurich's leading gynecologists. And what is his other profession? Well, let's join him and find out.
Molto crescente, fuori fortissimo. Fuori, non è chiaro, non è chiaro. Is namal sieben vor acht, letzte Mal. Ist gut, prima. Piano, zwei.
Where medicine leaves off, music begins. For Dr. Meng wields a baton as well as a scalpel. And music is not just a diversion for Dr. Meng. He's the full-time conductor and guiding light behind a Swiss symphony orchestra called the Orchestra Society of Zurich, whose amateur status does not prevent them from performing as well as some professionals.
Tell me, Doctor, does medicine and music have anything in common at all?
Medicine is a science, and music is an art. And in science, there must be some factors of art which could come from music or from another art.
Doctor, what are your musical activities at the present?
Rehearsals, studies with the orchestra for symphonic concerts abroad. But my first musical activity is in Zurich with my own orchestra.
I think we should tell our audience now that this orchestra is the largest amateur orchestra in Switzerland. When did you found it?
I founded it in 1946. Now we have an orchestra of 70 to 80 musicians.
As an amateur orchestra, does your orchestra experience a slightly cool response from the public, who perhaps may think, well, amateur orchestra, not as good as professional orchestra, so we won't go and see them?
The number of the people to come to our contests tell us that they have an interest in our art and our quality.
What has been the impression of the critics?
Sometimes we have very good critics when I find it was not so good, and sometimes we have bad critics when I find it was a very good performation.
Doctor, who is the most interesting soloist with whom you've played?
For me, it was Benedetti Michelangeli, with whom I played Liszt Es-Dur Concerto and the D-moll Piano Concerto of Mozart.
What made him most interesting?
His character, his difficulty to find his personality, so that it was not easy to have an ideal partnership. But once found, it went excellently.
This raises an interesting question. You have a soloist, you have a conductor, you have an orchestra. Now, how do you divide up the duties?
A concerto is a work for two partners. It is very difficult to define who leads. Once the soloist leads, once the conductor, and so we must find the way where the moments are divided. Or sometimes we don't find this, and then I think the interpretation of the work will not be ideal. I think the leading person of a concerto is the composer.
So, and how much liberty do you as a conductor take with a composer's work?
I think that the conductor must be standing behind the composer. He must try to interpret, and the conductor must not be more than the composer. He must be the servant of the composer.
Which brings to mind a question about yourself, sir. We've talked about your orchestra. We've talked about what a composer means to the conductor and how the conductor and the soloists cooperate. But getting to you personally, what made you want to be a conductor?
I had always wished to have an orchestra in my hands. The orchestra, for me, is the most interesting and most important instrument of music. And the works composed for orchestra, I think they are the highest products of the human spirit.
May I ask you a difficult question? When you stand on the podium with your baton raised, what do you feel?
I feel a moment of heaven. I feel a moment of being quite away from the world and being in the world of the sounds, of the tunes, of these great spirits that have composed masterworks.
Do you ever get a feeling like this when you're practicing medicine?
There are moments in medicine that have perhaps a same feeling. That is when the situation is difficult, when a surgical problem is to be resolved in seconds or minutes, and we find the way to finish this operation. In this moment, I find perhaps a similar feeling.
Well, as in medicine, where you must have a good team, a good staff surrounding you to perform difficult operations, you must also have a crack core in music. How do you bring musicians under your control?
I must be strong and I must be friendly in the same moment.
Do you, in addition to medicine and music, have any hobbies?
The more hobby you have, the more the life is interesting. My third hobby is the study of languages. I speak English, I speak French, I speak Italian, even I learned a little Russian, without any sympathy to this country and its leaders.
And in addition to all this, you're one of Zurich's most eligible bachelors.
Yes, that is my fourth hobby, is to be a bachelor.
Well, with four hobbies, medicine, music, languages, and being a bachelor, you must look forward to your vacation.
I don't like vacations, because when I'm in vacation, all these hobbies cannot be present.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
From Dr. Meng talking to Dr. Meng conducting. Here's the finale to Haydn's Symphony No. 88 in G major. The Music of Haydn, as interpreted by Dr. Marius Meng, who told us about his two vocations, on the one hand a physician, and on the other, a symphony conductor.
Join us in a fortnight when we again present another program in our series, Double Exposure.